What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What the hell are you doing?
We're doing Swipe Up. New episode of Swipe Up, formerly IG Explores, where I go through some Instagram posts that I enjoyed throughout the week, and I share them with you. That's about it. And maybe I'll talk about them too. Starting off with awesome people doing things, always fun, not always drinking beer, but there's always, you know, interesting and fun, crazy. Humans are weird. So anyway, go check that out. Shout out to OG Mike Giant. Mike Giant, tattoo artist. I don't know if he actually tattoos, but his art style, he does a lot of black ink, and he's a collab he did with Jason Garcia out in Denver, where he did the tattoos on this lady here. Amazing mural. One thing you don't see out in the Coachella Valley is murals. This, like, all the public art out here is sculptures. There's no fine art. There's no paintings. There's no none of that shit. Boring. The grandmother of Photoshop. I love Photoshop, the amazing things, and it's always amazing to see people who are great at it. This one, I have a feeling this one is just two photos, and she took the photos and then put them together, because it's, I mean, when you can stage stuff on your, like, you know what you're going to do for your Photoshop design, and you're going to take the pictures, and you stage stuff, you can get the lighting perfect. Like, she could take the pictures in the same room at the same time and stitch them together. It's usually how it turns out the best. But, yeah, go check out, if you're looking for a fun Photoshop account on Instagram, GMOFPS, grandmother of Photoshop. Give her a follow. Then you have Justin Wren, the big pygmy, showing people playing volleyball with their feet. I mean, it's probably a different name. Does he say, so crazy, these guys, blah, 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 Bellator. Yeah, he's a, Justin Wren is a MMA fighter for Bellator. Heavyweight, but he also goes over and helps the pygmies out in Africa. He digs wells. He's an amazing dude, inspiring dude. Check him out. The Big Pygmy on Instagram. But it's amazing that, like my friend, she has a kid, and he's five, and she's worried, like, that he's gonna, like... was trying to convince her once to get him into jiu-jitsu, just as a martial art for discipline and other things, self-defense. He's the only child, so it's like I sympathize with that the hardships of being an only child and not really being roughed up, kind of being roughed up by people you don't know, and it's a completely different thing. She's worried he's going to get into MMA. It's like, first off, you look at body control and what people can do. Like, this kid's not doing that. He's not an athlete by any stretch of the means, let alone learning all the different disciplines that you need to actually get into MMA. But, yeah, Big Pygmy, moving on. I digress. Moving on to street art, this time using, like, junk plastered on the walls as well. Fucking amazing to see. I really wish there was more street art out in the desert. That's something I miss compared to Denver. Street Globe, amazing account to follow. And this just a perfect metaphor for Black Friday, in my opinion. Just the absolute ridiculousness of humankind and how like unforgiving we are to each other and for things that mean nothing, for things like TVs and shit that get outdated in no time, and we treat each other like shit. I love fucking animations. So this chick out in Denver, a world star, riding a skateboard, I'm assuming to work. The backstory I would like to think is that she got in a fight with her boyfriend and wanted to prove him wrong, and to do that, she's like, fuck you, I'm skateboarding. To work. And I think, yeah, it's probably Louis J. Gomez's girlfriend. It's Kim Congdon. She's like, fuck you. I can skate to work in heels. You don't know me. You don't know what I can do. I can skate in heels. Fuck you. I'll show you. And she did. Props to her. Dosprak, amazing IG account if you look for artists doing original work. He does a lot of MMA. Like, it's like a caricature style, but MMA, Joe Rogan stuff. This one, obviously, of the Elon Musk episode. So good. Dosprak. So I'm going to end it with this. Some motivation, some words of wisdom by the great David Goggins. Give him a follow. Check out his podcast on the Joe Rogan podcast. But, you know, I definitely agree with what he's saying. And whether you're able to have friends around you or maybe podcasts become your friends that help motivate you, here's some words of wisdom from David Goggins. Let me start it from the top. Hold on. Here we go.
Mediocrity feels so fucking good. So we love surrounding ourselves with mediocre people. They give us a get out of jail free card. Whenever life gets hard for us, they tell us it's okay. Don't fucking worry about it. We don't want to surround ourselves with those people out there who are getting the fuck after it every day, holding us accountable, making us feel uncomfortable. People who are challenging us at every turn of life. Those people scare us. That's exactly where you need to fucking be in your life, with those people who put you in a world of questioning who you are. That's exactly where you want to go. That's exactly where you grow.
Fucking amazing. Surround yourself with better people. Push yourself. Don't allow yourself to make excuses for what you can't do when you haven't even tried. You don't even know what you can't do. It's like you're saying you can't do shit, and you're not even trying to do shit. Like, get out there and do shit. Go listen to his story. He's fucking amazing. Maybe no kid could get as crazy as he does, but definitely something to listen to. I think I finally got a successful recording of this episode. Had a lot of issues early on, but success comes late because I try and try again. And that's it, everybody. Have a great week. Go up top. Links up top for my website, inspireddisorder.com. Check out all my artwork and everything else that I do. Have a great day. Have a great week. Get out there and fucking try some new shit. Just fail. Get out there, try some new shit and fail, but have fun doing it and fucking learn. That's it. I'm done. Peace out.